This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. In the first half of this year, January through June, more than 1,000 bank branch offices in this country were closed. Since the financial crisis, 10,000 have closed and all. We just don't need them as much because a whole lot of banking has moved to our phones and our computers. But that's a whole lot of office space looking for something to do, maybe something less bank-like. They're having the same problem in Germany, where Claire Tennisgetter filed this report.
A typical German bank branch looks a lot like an American branch, with tellers behind desks, customers lined up, ATMs up front. But not this one.
A bank? I don't think so. I'm just looking for drink coffee.
That's Sylvie Katfi. She just came into this experimental Deutsche Bank branch in downtown Berlin and thought the bank was a cafe. And she's not the only one who isn't using the bank for, you know, banking. Carsten Kamholz works in an office across the street from the bank.
I don't go here to do some banking. I just go here sometimes to have my lunch.
Yes, we're in Germany, so the culture is different. But Carsten confirms that even in Germany, it's not normal to eat lunch in a bank.
One colleague said once, come on, let's go to the Deutsche Bank and eat something. And I was looking at him like, okay, what? And then we came here and I realized that you can really have good food here. And then I had a look around and I'm quite fascinated by the whole thing.
This bank is huge, about 14,000 square feet. Years ago, the space was actually a showroom for cars. But today, cars have been replaced by minimalist couches and chairs. Along with the cafe, there's a co-working space with a giant wall of plants and a short-term babysitting area decorated with a big plush owl. Nothing about this is typical for a bank. And that's the point.
This is how we try to attract more people to come to a Deutsche Bank branch.
That's Stefan Dietzel, a manager here at Deutsche Bank. He's young, energetic, friendly. Stefan tells me this branch was remodeled last year, and he still remembers the old space.
You see a separate room, which was a former office. By the way, it was my office. Now it's a kid's corner.
Now customers who actually want to open an account, plan for retirement, or get a mortgage can meet with Stefan at a shared table or in a private room, which also has a sleek design.
If you just push one button, you can frost the windows so to have complete privacy.
This branch is actually designed to be a lab to test new bank features. It's called Quartier Zukunft, or Branch of the Future. So if the cafe feature is a success, they'll build cafes in more Deutsche Bank branches across Germany. Oh, and there's one more thing.
We are a cashless branch, so it's not possible to withdraw money.
Although if you have to have cash, there are some ATMs outside. And this bank shape-shifting isn't unique to Germany. You can already get financial advice via video chat at a bank in Chicago, organize community meetings at a bank in Portland, or hang out in a cafe at a bank in Boston. And experts are expecting more change. Bank analyst Nancy Bush at NAB Research says in 3 to 5 years, old-style branches will be increasingly rare. One of the reasons?
Millennials, your generation probably, that never want to go in a bank unless they absolutely have to.
Yes, I'm a millennial, and I actually never go to my bank branch. In fact, my bank is in another state. Back at Deutsche Bank, I asked Stefan Dietzel if all banks will look like Quartier Zukunft in 10 years.
No, I don't think so. But I definitely think that we will see some certain aspects of Quartier Zukunft in the upcoming years at other Deutsche Bank branches.
Want to try something experimental to get this millennial into a bank branch? How about free avocado toast, student loan forgiveness, and puppies? In Berlin, I'm Claire Tennisgetter for Marketplace.